Welcome to today's deep dive. You know, for you listening, today we are unpacking a single, highly detailed visual chart. It basically maps out the complete biological life cycle of an octopus.
Yeah, and it is a pretty wild ride to look at.
Right. Our mission today is to really understand this biological story.
Yep.
It's defined by drifting, isolation, extreme rapid growth, and then just, well, one ultimate singular climax.
Exactly. Because when you look at this chart, you realize pretty quickly that their life isn't, you know, a long, gentle curve like a mammal's. It's a biological ticking clock right from the very start.
So let's trace that clock. The chart shows the cycle starting quietly. A female lays strings of eggs in a protected den, and they gestate for maybe 1 to 6 months. But when they hatch, they emerge as what the chart calls a planktonic paralarva.
Right, planktonic, which simply means they are drifters.
Just floating around.
Yeah, exactly. For the next 1 to 5 months, they literally lack the muscle mass to fight the ocean currents. So they just float in the water column.
I mean, it really reminds me of a tiny astronaut cut loose in massive oceanic space. You know, you are completely isolated, totally at the mercy of the void, just drifting and hoping to survive until you bump into a suitable planet to land on.
That is a great analogy, and that landing is actually the crucial biological trigger here.
Oh, how so?
Well, once they drop out of the water column and settle on the seafloor, their biology fundamentally shifts. They transition into what are called benthic juveniles. Benthic, just meaning they are now bottom dwellers.
Okay, and this is where the chart shows their growth curve just going totally vertical. They nearly double in size within a matter of weeks. But wait. Doubling in size in weeks. I have to challenge the mechanics.
It sounds impossible, right?
It does. Because doubling in mass, that quickly requires an astronomical caloric intake. I mean, how is a tiny bottom dweller metabolizing food that fast without its system completely burning out?
Well, here's the thing. Their system actually does burn out. By design.
Wait, really? Yeah. By design?
Yeah. Their cellular metabolism is running in absolute overdrive. Like, most animals allocate their daily energy between growing, moving, and, you know, maintaining their cells for the long haul.
Right, playing the long game.
Exactly. But octopus biology essentially skips long-term cellular maintenance. They dump almost all their metabolic resources into immediate physical expansion.
So they are entirely sacrificing longevity for rapid maturity.
That is the evolutionary trade-off, yeah. I mean, they aren't building a body meant to last decades exploring the reef. They're building a temporary vessel for one specific inevitable event.
Which brings us to the reproductive phase.
Mm-hmm.
And the overarching term on the chart here is semilparous.
Right. Semilparity means they engage in reproduction exactly once in their entire lifetime.
Just once. Wow.
Just once. The biological mechanics behind this are a total all-or-nothing strategy. Because they aren't saving any metabolic energy to survive into next year, they can pour 100% of their physical resources into generating a massive amount of offspring in a single window.
Okay, so the frantic growth spurt certainly makes total sense. The long, vulnerable drift in the currents, the hypermetabolism, it is all a sprint toward this reproductive sacrifice.
Yes, absolutely. There's no biological math that supports them living past that point. They've intentionally designed a body with absolutely no warranty.
That is so intense.
It really is. And once the reproductive phase activates, their optic gland secretes hormones that actually shut down their digestive systems. It literally accelerates cellular death. So the climax isn't just behavioral, it is a programmed physiological dismantling.
Wow. You know, when you look at how human lives are structured, we often stress over pacing ourselves. We divide our energy across careers, families, decades of planning.
We definitely take our time.
We do. And it is deeply humbling to consider the octopus's frantic, beautiful race from a drifting speck to its one defining life event. For you listening, when you feel overwhelmed by a tight deadline, think about that. We have the luxury of time, of making mistakes, and trying again tomorrow.
Yeah, we are built for the marathon. We allocate our energy to ensure there's always a next chapter, whereas they are built entirely for the sprint.
Which leaves me with this thought for you to mull over. Octopuses are famously intelligent. I mean, they solve puzzles, they use tools, they figure out complex environments.
They're brilliant problem solvers.
Right. But they do all of that with zero guidance, in a frantic, one-and-done life cycle. Imagine what the ocean would look like if octopuses weren't semilparous. What if they lived long enough to actually teach their young? What kind of marathon would they be running then?